This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
For more information, go to AeroPrecisionUSA.com. All right, so it has been a moment, but let's take this fine time and let's go talk to our favorite, the most read man in the world of gun writing that there is. That would be writer and instructor Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Glad to be here.
One thing I forgot to tell you is that me and the board op and the producers and everything else, we're all sick. So it comes down to you now, Dean. This is the Dean Weingarten show for the next little bit.
Well, I have been known to be able to go a couple hours, so I don't think it'll be a problem.
There you go. So, let's kick off in Montana. Their Supreme Court got out there and just stiff-armed some guys, didn't they?
Yes. Well, and it's not surprising. If you read the law, they only followed the law. And it's kind of sad that in the United States, when judges actually follow the law, it's huge news. And what happened in this case is that Montana has a very strong preemption statute. And it's for a couple of reasons. One is to protect Second Amendment rights or the right to keep and bear arms in the state. And secondly, to maintain uniform firearms regulations across the entire state.
Right.
Well, the local government in Missoula, Montana, which is the capital, so it has the state government there, and it's also a big university town. Well, when you put those two together, you tend to have a very leftist town. Well, they weren't happy with their inability to pass local ordinances restricting the right to keep and bear arms. And there is an exception in the preemption statute in Montana that says a city, county, town, consolidated local government, or other local government has power to prevent and suppress the carrying of concealed or unconcealed weapons to a public assembly and some other things, and the possession of firearms by convicted felons, adjudicated mental incompetence, illegal aliens, and minors. So the state gave cities and local governments the authority to suppress the ownership, well, the possession of firearms by these prohibited classes, which is pretty close to what it is in most of the rest of the U.S. But what they said, what the city said, is, well, that gives us the ability to pass all kinds of regulations as long as those regulations can in some way or another be said to suppress the possession of firearms by convicted felons. And a local judge by the name of, let's see, what was his name? Gosh, I really would like to give it out here because it's so bizarre. Anyway, a local judge upheld the law, and he said, Yeah, that's fine. It was Robert, the district court judge, Robert DeChamps, said that the law was acceptable. But and what the law did was it said most private transactions had to go through a background check before they could occur. And yet the preemption law specifically says that local governments do not have the power to regulate sales or ownership or carrying, except for what's exactly in those exceptions I read. So it was appealed, and the state attorney general said, no, that's not correct. This law is in violation of the preemption statute. And so they appealed it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, yeah, the attorney general's right, because if we allow you to pass local ordinances that in effect regulate sales and ownership and all these other things on the basis that they might have some effect on the possession of guns by felons, basically your local ordinances override the entire preemption statute. And that's not the way it works. And so they said, your local ordinance, as the attorney general said, is in violation of the preemption statute, and they're striking it down. And there's a kind of funny, ironic.
Can I ask you a question about that? Can I ask you a question about that real quick? So, like, with this little fife, the wannabe fife here that wanted to get up there and have their own laws and all this other fun stuff.
Right.
They broke the law when they put this law into effect, didn't they?
Well, they made the argument.
They violated the preemption law, right?
I would say they tried to violate it. They never actually prosecuted anybody under it. They passed it, and they would claim that they passed it under what they thought was legitimate authority. And they could say, look, we even have this judge here. Judge Robert DeChamps said we were right. So if even a judge thought we were right, how should we know we were wrong? If you see the argument. But so they're not going to be prosecuted. Nobody's going to go to jail or get fined for this. And nobody was prosecuted under the law. But there, and this is real justice. I think it's divine almost. The people in Montana, the local Republicans who have almost super majorities, but not quite enough to override a veto by the governor there, Governor Bullocks. And he vetoed a law that was going to take away this exception to allow city governments to regulate the possession of guns by felons and such.
Right.
But they have a provision that in Montana law, that the legislature can put a law that got vetoed up to the people for referendum. So they put it up for referendum, and now it's on the ballot for 2020. And I think in Montana it has a very good chance of passage. And so what's going to happen, very likely, obviously I'm not 100% correct on every prediction, but very likely the people of Montana are going to take away the cities and counties and local municipalities' ability to pass weapon laws in general. All of it, or almost all of it. There might be a small amount they leave them.
Right.
But they try to pass this law, and the people of Montana basically rise up and say, no, we're not going to let you do that. And because you tried to do this stupid thing, we're going to take away the power you thought you had.
I like it. I'm digging it.
I like it, too. But we won't know until November of 2020. That's when the referendum will go for it. And it's already gone through the courts and such, and they've said, yeah, it's going to be on the ballot.
Well, given what's happening in the House right now and all this other stuff where these guys are just rushing in there saying, well, yeah, we can do that. We can we interpret this to say we can do this when they're just making it up. They're just making it up. So, anyway, we need to hold right here because we're coming up on the first break. Of course, you can find the stuff that Dean writes. A good portion of it is sitting there right waiting for you at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and small encoding to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and I saw this, and this is one of these things where I know you keep a very close tabulation of on these things, but you recently brought up an incident where a .22 pistol failed to stop a polar bear.
Yes.
Now, are we surprised by that?
Not entirely, but we're up to, you know, there's 73 in the latest installment. We had 73 documented incidents where people tried to use pistols to defend against bears.
Right.
And they're overwhelmingly successful. There were only three failures, and I've since collected a few more. I think I'm up to about 80 now. And the three failures were, one, the polar bear with a .22 in 1995, and then a .357 up in Alaska in 2010, I believe, and then a .38 special revolver in New Mexico in 2015. And if you read the details on the .357 and the .38, you go, yeah, I can see why they failed. You know, they weren't the people, let's say it appeared to me that the people using the pistols to defend against the bears weren't really committed to harming the bear. I think if they'd have made up their minds to kill that bear, the bear would have been dead and they wouldn't have had a problem.
Right.
Now, the one that we did not have any detail on was this .22 pistol against the polar bear up in Svalbard Island in Norway. And I agree, a .22 is not what I would choose to defend against the polar bear. But I wanted the details. I wanted to know what happened. You know, did these couple of tourists get dragged out of a tent or what? And I had to spend quite a bit of time, and I finally did find details of what happened on the research. And when you read the research, it's another one of these cases, well, okay, I can see how this happened. Now, we know that a .22 long rifle cartridge has enough power to punch through to the brain of a bear if it's directed at the brain and, you know, it hits aimed at the brain. But the brain of a bear, a big bear, is only about the size of a pint jar. And a bear's head is a volume of about 2.5 gallons. So you have to know where that pint jar is inside that 2.5 gallons in order to hit the brain.
Okay.
And most people don't really know where it is because it's generally lower and it's narrower than most people think. And if a bear's nose is pointed at you and you shoot just a little above between the eyes, you're going to miss the brain entirely. Because if you draw a line between the center of the eyes, almost all of the brain is below that. And if you shoot directly into one eye or the other, you're going to miss the brain because the eyes are offset to either side of the brain. Now, what you should be aiming for, if you're aiming at the brain, is if you draw a line from the right eye to the left ear opening and from the left eye to the right ear opening, that intersection of those two lines is roughly in the center of the brain. And it's, like I said, it's just lower and more narrow than most people think. And what happened in this polar bear incident, and it's just terrible tragedy because a guy got killed and one of the other people got terribly mauled up, is that it wasn't exactly tourists. There's a boat that, a good-sized boat that was outfitted as an expedition vessel, and it would take people up near Svalbard in the 90s. It's still doing it. It's got about 24 staterooms, and it's specially reinforced for the ice up there. And they had anchored in a channel a bit north of Svalbard, and a group of tourists had gotten off and went exploring on an island there, and they had an armed escort with a high-powered rifle that went with them. Well, then five members of the crew decided to go exploring too, and they took a .22 pistol and a flare gun with them. And after about an hour, they encountered an aggressive polar bear, and the polar bear would not be deterred by a warning shot from the pistol, at least one. There may have been more than one. We're not quite certain on that. And the flare gun. And it came and grabbed one of the group who did not have the pistol, and the person with the pistol fired at the bear from about 50 feet away, which is, you know, that's standard distance indoor target range for a .22 pistol. And you can hit a pint jar pretty regularly at 50 feet if you're not disturbed and if the jar is just sitting there and you know exactly what you're aiming and got good lighting and all that. Do it regularly. But if it's a polar bear and the head's bouncing around and you're not an expert pistol shot, it gets a lot harder. So he may have hit the bear, probably did, and then the bear dropped the guy he was mauling and took off after the guy with the pistol, who then threw the pistol to the guy that got mauled. Well, then that guy gets the pistol, and as the bear is mauling the other guy, he shoots at the bear, and then the bear gets pissed at him and goes back to the guy who shot the second guy who had the pistol, who throws the pistol back to the first guy. And this happens, goes on until the pistol is empty and somebody's drawn a knife and one of the guys is dead. And then the survivors retreat to the boat. The captain orders the bear shot because he believes it's been wounded with a .22. And they shoot the bear and they find that there are three .22 bullets went into the bear's head, but none of them penetrated the cranium.
Let me get you to hold right there. Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break. I want to hear the end of this story. That sounds like a comedy of errors, tossing the pistol back and forth. Yeah. You can find Dean's stuff. Dean has written over 3,000 articles. He's the most read man in the gun writing world. You can find most of his stuff at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After 40 days of picketing, the United Auto Workers Union is ending its nationwide strike at General Motors. The UAW has secured a new labor deal with GM, resolving one of the nation's longest private sector walkouts in years. GM did lose over $1 billion in the 40-day strike. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is declaring a state of emergency in Sonoma and Los Angeles counties due to the wildfires. Newsom says the state's allocated $75 million in the budget to anticipate blackouts.
Today, we're announcing that we are distributing those funds. $26 million is now being made available immediately for counties.
The Kincaid and Tick fires have destroyed structures, threatened homes, and caused the evacuation of tens of thousands of residents. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, back to the conclusion, if we can, on the on the Bears, because you know that's my thing. I like
to talk about the Bears. So,
yeah,
they killed the bear with a high-powered rifle. Unfortunately, it already had killed one of the party. And when they checked the head, it had been hit three times with a .22, but none of the shots had penetrated the cranium. And my suspicion is that it hadn't penetrated the cranium because it wasn't aimed at the cranium. And we've got the example of Bella Twin, who shot the world record grizzly bear, which was probably at least as big as this polar bear, in 1953 with a .22 single shot loaded with longs, not long rifles. And she killed it dead as can be with one shot. And then she dumped another, it was a single shot, so she calmly reloaded another six or seven shots, hard to tell because the holes overlap a little bit, and put all of those into its brain as well, just to be sure. It's a huge bear. And so we know that bears can be killed with a .22. It's just a lot harder than if you've got a more powerful caliber, and you have to be very precise. So what we see when people use pistols to defend against bears, it's almost always at very close range. And by very close, I mean usually under 10 yards. I would say most often, though I haven't run the numbers, under 20 feet. Well, at those ranges, point and shoot works pretty well.
Right.
But at 50 yards, it doesn't work so well. Even at 50 feet, it doesn't work so well. So if you're ever in a situation where you just have, you have a pistol and you're trying to save somebody who is being mauled by a bear, get close. Get close and shoot the bear in the head if you possibly can. And know where the brain is on a bear.
Now tell us where the brain is one more time.
Okay. It's lower than most people think, and it's further back. If the bear is looking at you straight on, shoot it up the nose. If the bear's mouth is open, aim for the roof of the mouth, and that'll go right into the brain usually.
Right.
If you're onto the side, you want to aim for a place halfway between the ear hole and the eye. And there's a lot of muscle there, but there's only like, you know, 3 or 4 inches of muscle. You go through that muscle and through the skull, and the skull's fairly thin at that spot, and you go into the brain. So if you can go online and you can find various depictions of a bear's brain, and you try to think of it in a three-dimensional pattern. All hunters do this anyway. They don't think of deer as cutouts. They think of deer in three dimensions because a deer won't always present it to you, to yourself, exactly broadside or end on. And so you have to think about how you're going to aim when it's at various angles to reach the organs that you want to destroy. And with a bear, of course, if you've got a reasonably powerful pistol, you can also break the backbone, and aiming at the spine is also perfectly acceptable. And frankly, a decently powerful pistol aimed into the chest cavity that hits the heart or the lungs will kill the bear too, might take a little longer, and you don't want to take a lot of time when a bear is tearing somebody up.
Right.
But, you know, get reasonably close and then aim for the brain or the spine and you'll have a decent effect. With a 22, I would not count on a 22 to disable or break the bear's spine. I've seen 22s that have glanced off of deer's vertebrae, and a big bear has got a lot heavier vertebrae than a deer. So I would limit the shots with a 22 if it's actually chewing on somebody to aim for the brain. And it can reach, a 22 can reach the brain. It's not what I would choose, but it can do it. But you have to be precise and aim at the right spot.
Right. Okay. That's fighting the congestion here, Dean. Sorry, fighting the congestion.
But
anyway,
if you have a 10 millimeter you're building, you don't have to be quite so precise.
You could just brute force.
Think about how much time it took for this polar bear to tear up this one guy and kill him, and they tossed the pistol back and forth. If they'd even put a couple of 10 millimeters into that polar bear's chest, it would have, you know, slowed down and probably died before it finished killing him.
Right.
And, of course, they didn't have the 10-millimeter back then with a 15-shot magazine, or maybe they'd have been carrying that. They had access to high-powered rifles, but they didn't take them. So.
That's always that, when I hear about that, that's they didn't take a high-powered rifle. Did they know they were in bear territory?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Like I said, there was a bear guard with a high-powered rifle that went with the tourist group. But I guess they figured, they probably thought, oh, whenever we see these bears, we fire a shot, we fire a flare gun, they run away, it's no problem. Well, this one didn't run away, and somebody ended up dead. So I find those experiences in Svalbard fascinating, and I've got some more, another article or two coming up. It'll take me a little while to finish the research on them. But they've got a lot of numbers up there and recommendations about what you should carry.
What do they recommend?
Well, for pistols, they don't recommend anything smaller than a 44 mag. So that pretty much, you know, I guess you could go with the 480 Ruger or the 500 or the 460 or, you know, 454. But in what I see is the 44 Magnum works. But they require a lot of practice. You have to show you belong to a gun club, that you participated at least monthly for the last 4 times in the last year, I believe, something like that. It's not easy to get the permission to carry a .44 for bear protection in Svalbard, unless you're a trapper. If you're a local and you're doing things out on the ice and you're not hunting with a rifle, essentially you can get a permit. For tourists, it's much harder.
I can imagine. I can imagine. Excuse me. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the polar bear is the biggest of the bears, right? What size was this gentleman that was coming at them?
We don't know, but I mean, it's hard to believe it wouldn't have been 1,000 pounds. But people have been killed up in Svalbard by even, 200-pound cubs. That's still a pretty big animal. It's as big as a good-sized black bear. And, heck, even a 100-pound cub is nothing you want to tussle with.
No. Not at all.
But the polar bears are big and they're tough. What I have heard, though, in corresponding with people about the polar bears, is they don't tend to attack by surprise as much as the grizzly does. Because you're out in the ice, and you usually see them a ways off. People get surprised when they're in their tents at night, and suddenly the bear's ripping through the tent and hauling somebody off. That's where the surprise happens. But when they're hiking along, usually they see the bear a good while before it reaches them.
I'll have to ask you this on the other side. We're coming up on the break, but I do have one more question I want to ask about that, simply because I'm curious about it. But Dean has written over 3,000 articles, and right at half of them are probably waiting for you at Ammoland.com. Freddie Reel, who is a publisher at Ammoland, believes that Dean is the most read man as far as a gun writer in the United States. I concur. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we've been talking about this incident in Norway.
Yes, it's in Svalbard, Norway. It's way above the Arctic Circle, famous for its concentration of polar bears. One fellow is supposed to have overwintered there in the early 1970s when they were still commercially trapping and hunting polar bears, and is said to have collected 200 bears when he overwintered. That seems like an awful lot to me. He must have been a very busy guy.
That's a lot of bears. The question I was going to ask you, I think you're the one that told me about this, but if you're out walking, taking a walk in Alaska and you kill a bear, they sort of expect you to harvest the bear, don't they?
That's correct.
How does that work in Norway?
I think that the officials take possession of the bear. I don't think you have to skin it out. But they conduct an inquiry in every case to see that if you did your due diligence to try not to have to kill the bear. And one of the sites there, and I'm trying to track this down and get more numbers, but one of the sites said, well, one of the purposes of a firearm is so that you can fire warning shots to ward the bear off. And they claimed that on a couple instances they had fired as many as 7 or 8 warning shots before the bear would finally leave.
In this case with the .22, I mean, .22.
No, that was with a shotgun. But
yeah.
I wonder how many warning shots they fired with this .22, because at that time in 1995 in Norway, it just is unlikely that a pistol they had more than 8 or 10 shots in.
Well,
and if you fired some warning shots, you don't have very many to use with dealing with the bear.
What are we to presume, though? I mean, are we to presume that that day it was perfectly still and no wind was blowing?
Yeah, we don't know. They didn't say in the account I read. And the other thing is that from what I've read, and I have studied every case I can find where people tried to use a handgun to defend against bears. And it's not a good idea to throw the handgun to somebody else. If this bear is chomping on you, you know, try to stick that muzzle against his head or an inch, a couple inches away so it doesn't foul the mechanism and pull the trigger.
Right.
I mean, aim for the brain. The .22 can penetrate that skull and that meat and bone if you're going directly at the brain. It's when you're at a very obtuse angle or you know, are not aiming at the right spot that you have problems. I'm not saying I'd prefer a .22, but a .22 in your hand when the bear is chomping on your leg or something can work if you hit the right spot. And it's not a huge target. Like I said, it's about the size of a pint jar. It's a little more ovoid than a pint jar, so it's a little longer and a little more narrowed down at the end than a pint jar, and a little narrower probably, but that's about, the volume is very close to a pint jar. And you have to reach that with a .22. Just hitting a glancing blow at the bone near it isn't going to be enough.
That whole tossing the gun around, that is, you know,
we had a case, but it's a little more understandable with, Mark Upton, the guy who got killed by a grizzly in Montana a couple years ago, his client, he had a Glock Model 20, 10 millimeter in a chest holster. But when he was gutting out the elk, he took that off and set it about 5-10 yards away from where he was, kept bear spray on him, but the bear spray didn't work. And he couldn't get to it, but his client was able to get to the Glock 20, but he wasn't real familiar with guns. He was an archery hunter, and he tried to shoot the bear with the Glock 20, but he couldn't get it to go off because there was no round in the chamber. And then, trying to manipulate any control he could find to try to get the gun to work, he probably, we don't know for certain, but this is a pretty good supposition, he probably hit the mag release and dumped the magazine out of the pistol. And then in a last desperate effort, as the bear turned to him and started to chomp on him, he tried to throw the pistol to Upton, but it never reached him. It didn't have any ammunition in it at the time because Upton had left it with an empty chamber and the magazine got dumped. So it wouldn't have done any good even if it got to Mark Upton, who was subsequently killed by the bear. So it's generally a bad idea to toss your pistol away.
Yeah. In the middle of a bear fight, yeah.
If you can keep – now, the problem is these bears are huge, powerful animals. You know, a big polar bear or a grizzly, you know, they outweigh you by about 5 times or more, and they get a hold of you, and they shake you like a dog shaking a rat. And so it's real hard to maintain composure and have, get the pistol and aim it and get it to fire. But it's not impossible. And there have been some people attacked by grizzlies who have killed them with knives. And not necessarily particularly big knives either. But they just keep stabbing at the neck, trying to reach an artery. And, they get successful and eventually the bear dies. Bleeds out and dies. Now, another thing to consider is that when a bear kills something, it generally does not do it fast. Bears are not real fast, humane killers. They just tend to tear things apart until they die. And a lot of times, the bear stops feeding on something before it stops living. You know, that's, if you want to look on the internet, you can find lots of videos where that's the case. So, just, you know, you probably, as the bear is like, trying to tear your muscles off your bones, there's very likely going to be a time when you're going to get a shot to pop them in the head and kill them. If you can hold on to the pistol throughout all this, which is not all that easy. I don't try to make it sound like it's easy, but it's possible.
A big, big adrenaline dump going on, I'm sure, when you're fighting a bear and everything else.
Yeah.
But I
if you can fill that bear before it reaches you. And surprisingly, people have a lot of success in doing that. Even when it's a full-out charge from close on, a lot of times they're able to draw that pistol, get on the bear, and kill it before it gets to them. Usually with a bigger pistol than a .22.
Right.
But not so, all bear attacks are those full-on charges in surprise. A lot of times people have, you know, plenty of time to get the pistol out and take aim shots.
Hmm. Well, there's going to be a time here, and maybe in the next year or so, when I'm going to be going out into the wild with one of these guys that likes to go elk hunting. I talked to him today. I asked him, I said, are you carrying anything with you? He was out elk hunting this time, and he's like, well, no, not right now because the bears are hibernating. But
we've seen a couple cases where bears that are supposed to be hibernating aren't, and then they kill people, and it's happened a couple times. That real horrific one was that lady and her baby up in Canada last year, where she got chomped and killed by a grizzly that was starving. He'd actually eaten a porcupine. He was so hungry, and the porcupine quills had pretty much disabled him, and he was going to die. He was dead. He just didn't realize it yet when he killed her and her baby. And, you know, I've read the coroner's report on that and investigated as much as you can over the Internet. And it's entirely possible that if she would have had a pistol on her, she might have been able to kill the bear and stop the attack. It's not certain. Nothing is certain in these cases. Yeah. But it's possible.
Yeah. We have run out of time, Dean. Hopefully everything is back on track for us next week. I certainly hope so. I'm looking forward to talking to you again on Wednesday. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Very good.
Back again on Monday. Talk to you then. It's never been about guns, gun control. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.